Astronomers have found an enormous ball of ice and dust far beyond Pluto. This minor planet is by far the most distant object ever seen in our solar system. NPR's Richard Harris reports that it's stirring excitement among astronomers who suspect that there are many other objects like it.
Astronomers from Caltech and Yale are in the midst of a 5-year quest to find new minor planets in our solar system. They use incredibly sensitive light detectors on a good telescope, and they look for stars that don't stay still, wandering stars, planets. Today, Mike Brown from Caltech announced the most spectacular find to date.
When we first found this object in November, we were shocked to discover that our new object is almost 3 times the current distance of Pluto. It's at about 8 billion miles from the sun. It is significantly further than anything else ever seen in the solar system.
And its orbit is oblong, so during the last ice age on Earth, it was 10 times farther still from the sun. Brown and his colleagues are calling this object Sedna, after an Inuit goddess who lives under the frigid ocean. It's the first object ever found that seems to dwell in a part of space called the Oort cloud, which is where many comets originate.
If this object were to come into the inner solar system, we would classify it as a comet, and it would be the most spectacular comet anyone had ever seen in their life.
But since its orbit is always far beyond Neptune, it's destined to remain in the cold and dark. David Rabinowitz from Yale co-discovered Sedna. He's now trying to resolve some of the remaining mysteries, such as how big it is compared to the solar system's smallest planet, Pluto.
We're still haggling over that. The best guess is half, but, you know, we could be off by a factor two. It could be as big as Pluto, or it could be a quarter the size of Pluto, somewhere in there.
Rabinowitz is also intrigued because Sedna rotates very slowly. He suspects that could be because there's a moon in orbit around this sphere of ice and dust.
It'd be fun if it had a satellite going around it, and if we get the Hubble Space Telescope to look at it, we might see that. It's an easy target for Hubble.
It's also likely that there are lots of other Sedna-like objects out there. Alan Stern at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, has predicted that, given how the solar system formed.
You know, I used to tell people in 1990, and I thought they'd fall off the chair laughing, when I said, you know, when the textbooks are written in the middle of the 21st century, our solar system will be considered to have not 9, but perhaps 900 planets, because we will discover so many of these dwarf planets, like Sedna.
So the discovery is very satisfying to Stern, as well as to the astronomers who actually spied Sedna in the clear November sky. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.